Dean had followed his father's orders to the letter and didn't look back after grabbing Lilu and making a break for it. It hadn't been the first time he'd been sent away from danger. But this time his feeling of helplessness was made easier to swallow by the responsibility he'd been given, protecting Lilu Bunny. Dean ran hard and the girl ran stride for stride beside him. She was fast and strong for her age. As they neared the side of the tent, slugs whined low overhead. He ushered her in front of him, shielding her from bullets with his own body. The clatter of the pitched battle had sent the Mutie Zoo into a panic. The Wazzlebird shrieked. The worm hissed and shook its rattles. The naked Stickies mewled in a terrified chorus. The Swampies yelled for help. The entire Wolfram Menagerie seemed to sense that there would be no mercy if they were abandoned to the revenge-seeking Bullardville Norms.
But where are we going, Dean?
We've got to find Jack!
As the two children raced past the first trailer, a great flabby arm lunged out from the shadows. Before they could duck or dodge, it clotheslined them both. Dean ended up flat on his butt, with the muzzle of his high-power blaster rammed deep in the soft earth. He was seeing stars. He shook his head to clear it, looked over between the trailers, and his blood froze. Balduna held Lilu Bunny at arm's length, snatched up by a handful of hair, like an unhappy plaything.
Ah! Let me go, you disgusting beauty! Ah!
The little girl was fighting like a demon, but her nails couldn't scratch the reptilian's skin, and her kicks were futile against the creature's well-padded exterior. Dean jerked up his hand blaster, giving it Slide a quick hard thump with the heel of his hand to clear the barrel of dirt. Then he dropped the safety, put his finger inside the trigger guard, and drew a careful bead on the adult head.
Let her go!
By way of answer, the mutie soundly backhanded the wildly struggling child once across the face. Lilu went instantly limp.
Bastard! I said let her go, you sack of shit!
Did you know?
The Scaly gathered up the unconscious girl in both hands, holding her by the wrists and ankles, and raised her to its mismatched mouths like an ear of roasted corn.
Try to bite her and you're dead meat!
Do you really think you could chill me before I chill her?
Dean said nothing. His finger tightened on the trigger, ticking up the slack to the break point. The cap was about to snap.
Think you could stop me with just one shot? Because that's all you're gonna get. And it won't be enough. In case you forgot, I've got two brains, Bedwinner.
The boy sighted the Browning first at one nasty drooling head, then the other. He couldn't hit both with a single 9mm slug. That was his only option, he thought. He couldn't save the girl. No matter how he racked his brain for his father's advice on situations like this, nothing was coming to him. There were no options, as long as the monster had hold of Lilu. The boy was fighting panic with each growing second. Balduna's adult head licked the unconscious girl's cheek and ear, tasting her skin.
Yum! Cinnamon spice! Very nice!
The baby head puckered its mouth, stretching its neck to the limit, trying to get its lips and then its tiny teeth wrapped around one of the girl's bare feet, her sun-browned toes, which were just out of its reach.
No, don't! Don't!
Don't? I'm about to eat this tender little morsel's face off, and you think I'm interested in your don't?
Let her go and take me instead. You can eat me. I'm bigger than she is. There's more meat. I won't fight you, I promise. Just let her go.
Who's saying I can't eat you both?
Good point.
Suddenly, it came to him. He dove to the ground and aimed the high power up at the Scaly's chin. The Browning slug ripped through the Scaly's jaw and exploded out of the top of his head. Black brain matter and blood flew straight into the air. Lilu tumbled to the ground.
Oh, like you're fucking innocent.
The baby head looked shocked. The jaw ripped off by the 9mm slug. The hulking reptilian body stood erect, lurching unsteadily forward.
Take that, you bastard.
Nice shooting.
Dean turned to see Jack with the big cat. The boy felt his head swelling at the compliment. Jack's opinion meant the world to him. though the young Carter tried hard not to show it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jack.
The young girl slowly regained consciousness. Dean rushed to her side to help her up.
What happened?
Dean chilled Scaly.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Saved your life.
Thanks, Dean.
She planted a slobbering kiss on Dean's quickly crimsoning cheek.
Cute. But Ryan, see him take Wag.
The albino wasn't the only one who'd seen the Elder Carter in action. Bullardville's Seth man charged out from cover, firing wildly at the RV as they ran. The Winnebago skidded to a sideways stop 10 feet from Dean and the others, shielding them from the bullets. The rear door opened at once.
Come on, get in!
Dean followed Lilu into the Wag. The girl, uncharacteristically, immediately sought shelter in Mildred's open arms. Maybe her close call with Balduna had really scared her. Despite it all, she was still a little girl. The mountain lion hopped in last. The Wag's springs and shocks creaked, and the entire cargo box shifted from the additional half-ton of weight. If any of the companions objected to its presence, no one said a word. As the Wag began to move, Dean climbed forward to the driver's compartment and braced himself between the driver's and front passenger chairs.
Dad?
Yes, son?
I actually chilled that Scaly back there.
No shit.
Yeah, no shit. I can hardly believe it myself.
With a barely concealed smile, Ryan accelerated past the doomed menagerie, cutting around the perimeter of the circled Wags. A flurry of bullets sparked off the windshield steel shutter.
How many Carney Wags did you wreck, Jack?
Cut tires on 8.
That's all?
No time more.
Shit.
Wait a minute, Ryan. We have to let the girl off before we bail on this place.
She's right, Ryan. Lilu needs to stay here with her own people. We can't take her with us.
We can put her out on the other side of the tent, near the entrance. She should be safe there.
Come over here, Lilu. We aren't going to be able to stop for long. You're going to have to jump out quick.
Dean and Lilu shared a look as the girl stood. He smiled at her and nodded. She nodded back. Then Lilu moved beside the rear door with Christy. As Ryan slowed to stop near the tent entrance, Christy opened the door. She held Lilu's arm as the girl prepared to jump off the back bumper. Before she could do that, once again, bullets sang all around them.
Lilu!
The villagers had anticipated their exit route and circled around the far side of the tent. They were lined up in a double row, massing their fire to catch the RV as it came around the curve of the tent and before it could head for the break in the berm wall.
No!
Christy pulled Lilu back inside.
Everybody on the floor back there! Get behind the armor!
Bullets rattled the Winnebago's sides. Ryan steered for the berm entrance as the RV picked up speed. It vibrated over the rough ground like it was going to come unriveted, unscrewed, and unglued. The break in the perimeter wall came into view of the opport.
Fire blast!
Bullets rained down on the armored shutters. The villagers had already manned the top of the wall on either side of the exit. They were cutting loose with everything they had. Their slugs sliced into the middle of the cargo box's deck. The companions pressed their backs hard against the armor to keep from being cut to pieces.
Get us out of here!
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
Ryan passed through the gap and the choking pall of black powder smoke, going 75 miles per hour. For a full 30 seconds, as he made for the ruined interstate, bullets whined at them. Then, the shooting suddenly stopped. The distance from the berm was better than a half mile and growing, and the sec men had realized they were just wasting bullets.
Phew.
As Dean released his pent-up breath, Ryan and JB raised the armored shutters, letting in the bright sunlight. The rutted highway stretched ruler straight for miles ahead.
Suppose they're finishing off the last of the Rousties. Maybe the sideshow freaks, too.
Not Balduna, that's for sure, huh, Dean?
Yeah, right, Lilu.
So much for Gert Wolfram's world-famous carny show, right, big man?
Christy.
Good riddance.
Ryan reached over and tapped the twin fuel gauges with a fingernail. Dean noted that one was empty, the other jiggling above the 1/3 full mark. His father eased off the gas, trying to conserve as much fuel as possible.
What are we going to do about the girl now?
We can't take her with us. She's too young. She's got to go back to her ville.
I can't just stay with you, Dean?
No, you're safer inside that berm.
Trouble is, how do we get her back to Bullard without getting ourselves all shot to hell?
We can wait until the smoke clears. Let everybody back there settle down. She can stay with us for a week or two. Then we'll sneak her back.